From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the announcement that BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is effectively dead is an important milestone, but Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal emphasizes the crisis is far from over. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Jindal is concerned about the process of dealing with the damage caused by the oil spill and the handling of claims.
Jindal says he wants BP to make sure families hurt by the spill are made whole, marshes restored, and a comprehensive seafood safety and marketing plan is funded. Residents have been frustrated by months of confusion over BP's claims process. Now they're angry at delays in the $20 billion compensation fund established through the White House. Fund Administrator Kenneth Feinberg had promised claims under his watch would be paid out in days, but now says the process is more complicated than he thought. Fishing communities are still struggling with many coastal waters still off limits. Scientists and researchers remain conflicted about just how much of the 4 million barrels of crude that polluted the Gulf is still there. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Britain's military has handed over to the U.S. security responsibility for a dangerous area of Afghanistan's Helmand province today. British troops are being moved into the central part of the province. The main group that was observing parliamentary elections in Afghanistan over the weekend says it has serious concerns about the balloting. The country's president, Hamid Karzai, says it's too early to judge the quality of the election. Sarah Short says she is only one-third free until her fiancé and a friend are also released by Iran. The three hikers were detained by Iran more than a year ago after crossing the border from Iraq. NPR's Allison Keyes reports Short arrived in the U.S. Sunday after being freed by Iran for medical reasons.
Sarah Short, in a carefully worded news conference that seemed to highlight the complicated nature of her situation and that of her two companions, says the three of them had no idea they were near the border between Iraq and Iran.
If we were indeed near the Iran-Iraq border, that border was entirely unmarked and indistinguishable.
Short says her fiancé, Shane Bauer, and their friend Josh Vital committed no crime and are not spies, as the Iranian government has suggested. She says she hopes her release will mean good news for the two men.
I believe this decision is a step in the right direction for all of us, and above all for my fiancé Shane and my dear friend Josh.
Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is calling on the U.S. to release eight Iranians he says are being detained illegally. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
A large but weakening Hurricane Igor has raked past Bermuda, knocking out electricity and pounding shorelines there. Michael Brennan is with the National Hurricane Center.
We do still expect a rainfall of up to an inch over Bermuda and a dangerous storm surge and coastal flooding, especially on the south-facing coast of the island.
The storm came within 40 miles of Bermuda. This is NPR News. At least 10 people are dead in central India and 50 others injured after a freight train traveling on the wrong track slammed head-on into a passenger train that was stopped at a rail station. The crash occurred during heavy rain at the station, which is about 235 miles south of New Delhi. India has the world's largest railroad network, and accidents are common, in part because of poor maintenance and a lack of modern signaling and communication systems. Two fundraising groups led by former top Republican advisors have raised $32 million this year. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports they did it under newly approved relaxed restrictions allowing them to form an effort to defeat Democrats this fall.
The groups American Crossroads and Crossroads GPS, run by former President Bush's top political strategists Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie, are the most high-profile groups in a growing network of GOP-affiliated organizations on track to raise the most money ever for midterm elections. Under new rules approved by the Supreme Court and the Federal Appellate Court, the groups can raise as much money as they want from individuals and corporations and air attack ads on Democrats. The ads have already appeared in Senate contests in several states, including Nevada, Ohio, and California. American Crossroads is registered with the Federal Election Commission, so it must reveal its donors. Crossroads GPS calls itself a nonprofit, so it does not have to reveal the sources of its money. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
A UN summit being held in New York this week to review progress toward meeting the world's most serious humanitarian problems. The UN says the proportion of the population in developing nations who live in extreme poverty is expected to decline to 15% by 2015. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support